Hello.
Yes, hi, sir. This is Mark. I'm calling from Opinion Research. We're just conducting a quick opinion survey and would like to get your opinion. Quick question. Does anybody in your household work for any social media outlet like TV, newspaper, or radio?
Does anybody work for what?
For, let's say, for example, TV, newspaper, or a radio station?
No. No.
Okay, perfect. As you may know, few people actually vote in primary elections. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how will you vote in a primary election for U.S. Senate, Florida State Legislature, and local offices in Monroe County, like county commissions on Tuesday, August 20th? You're definitely going to vote, likely going to vote, somewhat likely to vote, not
definitely
really likely to vote? Definitely.
Definitely.
Okay, and with which political party are you registered? Republican, Democrat, or unaffiliated?
I'm registered Republican, but I kind of vote independent.
Okay, understood. Thank you. And what is your main racial background? Asian, white, African, or Hispanic?
White.
Okay. Now, is your age between 18 and 45, 46 to 55, 56 to 65, or 66 to 75, or over 75?
Over 75.
Generally speaking, would you say things in Monroe County are going in the right direction, or have they gone on the wrong direction?
I'm sorry. Let me turn the TV down. I didn't hear your last question.
Oh, no worries. I'm sorry. Generally speaking, would you say things in Monroe County are going in the right direction, or have been going on the wrong track?
Would I say what? Who's going in the wrong track or right track?
The Monroe County.
Monroe County?
Yes.
I don't know what's going on in Monroe County. I live in Ozaukee County.
Oh, okay. Okay, understood. No worries. Thank you. And from the following list, which issue should you local elect officially focus most? Inflation and the cost of things, immigration, hurricanes and flooding preparation, crime and public safety, taxes and county government spending, overdevelopment, protecting the environment, property insurance, affordable housing, or traffic?
I think inflation.
Okay, thank you.
But did you just want one or multiple?
No, like the main one.
That's my main one, yes. Inflation.
Inflation. Thank you. Now, you will be giving a list of some public officials in the county and across the county that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard about them, you can also let me know. The first one is Paul Wunderlich.
Who?
Paul Wunderlich.
Never heard of him.
Joe Biden.
Negative.
Okay. And Holy Mary Racine?
Don't know who she is.
Okay. Melissa Tomei?
Marisa Tomei. I've heard of her, but I don't know anything about her.
Okay. Donald Trump?
I don't know. Like I say, I'm a Republican, and I don't like Biden. And as long as he's the only Republican, I'll probably vote for Trump. I don't like him, though.
So you said somewhat favorable or somewhat unfavorable?
Somewhat favorable.
Mm-hmm. Rick Ramsey?
Who?
Rick Ramsey?
Don't know him.
Mm-hmm. And the last one is Ron DeSantis.
Positive.
Okay, thank you. Now, and thinking ahead in the primary elections for the county commissions were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Paul Wunderlich, a Republican candidate, Holly Mary Racine, a Republican candidate, or Melissa Tommy, a Republican candidate?
And what position is this? I don't know any three, all three of them. Are they Ozaukee County candidates?
No. There's some Moreau County, but you say you live there, right?
I don't know.
Okay, no worries. And basically, those are all the questions that I have for you today, sir. I do appreciate your time. And thank you so much. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.